Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The Survivor Specialists are back, and our Survivor off-season content is beginning today. Survivor Second Chances 2, we are joined by Russell Muscle TV. First time we're being joined by him, although if you follow his channel, you got to hear our voices in one of his videos yesterday. So Russell, thanks for putting up with that and putting that together. That was nice, a little hype video for this series. We're going to be putting together 40 names. 10 different categories to get to those 40 names. Or what am I saying? 4 different categories to get to those 40 names. 10 people in each of those categories. So we're going to be starting off with the New Era women. And no matter how many times Russell points to that, I don't think it's really going to make much of a difference. But Russell, how you doing? How's the offseason been treating you so far?
You know what? This is a dream come true. I think right now I'm a little sick. So I've been watching a lot of TV, binging a whole bunch of TV shows. And a good classic, maybe a little too raunchy, is Blue Mountain State. And I just watched this episode called The Peak, where the quarterback hit the peak of his career. Life's going amazing. And I think the peak for me right here is getting on the Survivor Specialist. I've been a fan of you guys for such a long time, and be able to talk Survivor with you, this is crazy. This is a big moment. I'm excited. And let's go Team Heather. I'm excited.
You know, you're really, I'm really happy to hear all of that, but I don't know if you're doing yourself favors by going Team Heather here. You know, I was really stoked to have Russell on our show. He really likes us. So it's always a good time to get people on here who like us. But Will, how do you feel about this love of Heather that is going on in the only non-black or blue square behind his head?
Yeah, I think we got to replace Russell. Sorry, man. Your time on the Survivor Specialist is short-lived.
Chat, I need your help defend me here. Let's get Heather support right here in the chat so we can go vote them.
Because the way that this is going to work is we're going to put up 10 New Era women. So this episode is talking New Era women. That's all we're discussing in this episode. And then we're going to be jumping over to old school men, old school women, New Era men. I don't know. We didn't actually decide the exact order we're going to do that, but we'll figure that out. But those are going to be the categories. And the way we're going to set this up is New Era versus old school. And old school is just counting anything pre-season 40. So anybody who's only played one time and hasn't won pre-season 40, the New Era women will be anybody from 41 to 45 who didn't win. So that eliminates 3 of the women right off the bat right there. But we are going to be doing 10 names, and then you're all going to vote on the 5 that you want to see actually take part in the season. So there'll be 10 names in each category. I'll have a Google form that will go in the description of this video. It's not there right now because we don't actually know who the names are going to be. We're going to be doing this live and figuring it out. And we're going to put that link in the description of the video. You all pick 5 people. Top 5 will be chosen to be on the show. That'll be released on Russell's channel. He will be putting out a video that says who the new era people are once that tribe comes out, who the old school tribe is once that comes out. And we'll be doing podcasts that kind of react, shocked or not shocked, over who got picked and who didn't. Because you know what? Second chances, the first time it happened, was super, super, super exciting. And I feel like people are clamoring for it, even if it's only in this fictitious way. But we are trying to make a cast that would really happen. That is something that we're focusing on here. So we aren't going to be picking people just for the sake of picking them. We're not going to go all the way back to season 1 and be like, oh, we're going to take Colleen. Colleen would never play Survivor again. So no matter how much some purist might want Colleen to play Survivor again, it's not.
Hey, don't. Maybe I wanted to nominate Colleen in our.
And you're going
to
get shot down.
I don't know. Maybe Russell and I would kind of band together. Maybe I'll get a vote for a Colleen thing in my background.
If you protect my Heather, I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, maybe we'll start negotiating a little bit, and we can gang up on Phil.
I don't like this strategizing that is going on here, but somebody said, so a 10-people season. No, it's a 20-person season. It's going to be 10 old school, 10 new era. It's just going to only be 5 new era women, 5 new era men, 5 old school men, 5 old school women. But we're going to give you 10 to choose from, just like they did back during season 31, which was pretty epic back when they released that the first time. I remember all the hype that was going on there. And they made you pick 10 men and 10 women every single time, which I think really impacted the voting, because there were some people that were going to make a top 10 every time but weren't ever going to be somebody's number one. So it's kind of interesting how the voting.
So how went. I remember for Second Chance, I think you could like vote like once a day or like 10 times a day. Or wasn't like, it was like a rolling thing. How are we going to just, you know, keep the integrity of the vote? We don't have one person just like spamming our Google form.
So I can do this however we want. I can make it so that we can only do it. You know, you can only do once. I don't know if there's a way to do it where you can only do it once per day. I don't know if I have that type of talent on Google Forms. If anybody does know how to do that, let me know.
Well, maybe that is more fun. If it's more like the original Second Chance, then it would be, we say, hey, you can vote five times per day. I don't know. That could, to you know, be as authentic.
The thing is, we'll be able to see email addresses and stuff when people vote. So like, or names or whatever it is. So like, we'll be able to tell who's voted more than one time. So there is that ability. But I don't know. I think just don't overvote. Don't be obnoxious.
No, but do we want that? Is that something that's fun? I don't know. Something we'll figure out maybe right before we put the poll up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll figure the poll will go up after this episode. But all right. So the way we were discussing this was we were each going to throw up like a name and we were going to kind of snake it. So like I'd go first, I'd throw up a name, then Will could go, then Russell could go. This isn't the actual order. I should probably throw that in a name generator and figure out the order. But we were going to do that and it's going to be whoever you put up, the other two can say, no, that's not somebody that I would put on. But they both have to agree that it's somebody that wouldn't go on. It's not just, oh, Will really, really, really hates, I don't know, I'm just going to throw out a name, but really hates Sabaya. So he's going to say, no, Sabaya can't go on. But if Russell really likes Sabaya and I threw Sabaya out there, Sabaya goes, she's going to Hollywood. That's what Will keeps saying. He's comparing it to American Idol.
It's American Idol style. Yeah. If you get a 2 out of 3 vote. And then I do think it's okay if someone brings up a name and it's like, huh, interesting choice. I don't want to send him to Hollywood yet, but I don't want to say no yet. And maybe we don't have to decide on the spot. And there might be a couple of people that we table and say, hey, when we're down to 2 or 3 spots left, we have like this group of like 4 or 5 people that we're kind of like borderline, you know? So that could be fun too.
Yeah, I think so. Do we want to, since there's 10 people instead of 9 and there's 3 of us, do we want to kind of discuss who we would say is like an absolute lock for this nomination process? Somebody that we can throw up there before we each start throwing out names? Do we think we can come to an agreement? Well, you're smirking. I don't know why. It's not going to be Heather, Russell. So don't get too excited.
I was thinking Tori.
Tori for the lock.
If we just agree Tori unanimously, that's such an obvious pick, right?
So
is that the most obvious of the picks, though? Have you watched New Era Survivor?
So that's why I was smirking before, because that seemed like a great opportunity to be like, oh yeah, we're all obviously going to agree on this person.
I do like that I'm sitting here with somebody who is in love with Tori and somebody who's in love with Heather. This is not the podcast I want to be.
No, I was joking. I was joking.
I'm not joking.
I don't think Russell is joking when he's talking.
He's not. So I think like the names.
Or we save that for a bonus spot, Phil, because then we all toss out our picks and then we can do that's like, you know, one of our. You know, there's that extra.
But I think that there's two really obvious ones, because I posted on Twitter, I posted onto YouTube. Like, there were two names that I said, who do you guys want to see? And there were two names that came up more than anybody else, and it wasn't even close. And that was Carolyn and Shan. So I think if we can come to an agreement on either Carolyn or Shan being kind of like a locked in pick, I think that would be a good way to start this podcast and maybe even start the discussion of which one is more of a lock, Carolyn or Shan, because these are probably the two most popular female players of the new era that didn't win, and even out of the winners as well. It doesn't really matter. So,
besides Heather.
Okay. I can't bring myself to do this, but Russell, why don't you go first? And she was on Heather's season.
Yeah, I think we need to do something like this, because I was going into this whole voting process with a little strategy. I don't want to throw out those obvious picks early on. I kind of want Phil and Will to waste their early picks on these obvious people that need to get on, or else chat's going to get so mad at them. Not me. I'm going to use my good picks on people like Heather, but Phil and Will, I want you guys wasting your picks on these obvious ones. So I like how we're getting this out of the way early on. Between them, I think the impact of the Tika 3 Alliance and then Carolyn overall, not just in the game, but afterwards, the impact on social media, the fan reception, this is a fan voting process. So I think Carolyn's the one that needs to be the lock over Shan.
Well, what do you think?
I tend to agree. I think it's pretty close. It's tough for me. I've been kind of thinking of this as I want to bring people back who I've not seen the full extent of their games. And that doesn't go for like everybody, but just kind of in the back of my head, thinking like whose game kind of got cut short, or maybe we didn't see enough of it, or maybe the circumstances of their season didn't allow them to play the game they wanted to play. So for both those characters, though, like I've seen Shan's game. Like we saw so much of Shan in the pre-merge. Like she was playing almost like a post-merge level strategic cutthroat game early on because her tribe was just being whittled down person by person. And then Carolyn, she gets all the way to the final three. So we got to see her entire game. So I can't really use that as like the tiebreaker because we saw so much of both of them. I'm going to side here with Russell and agree that it is Carolyn for me just because of the character and the impact. One of my biggest problems with the new era, especially if you've listened to my new era rewatch on Patreon, is that the casts are so homogenous, where we get so many similar players that are like super fans in their 20s and 30s. And they just have the same mindset and mentality. And so Carolyn just brings this like really unique energy that hard to say no. And I also like just saying I'm going to agree with Russell here, and then Phil's say an opinion doesn't matter at all. We've already decided it. So that's another reason that I'm really, really on the side of Carolyn.
You know, I think Carolyn's the obvious choice. I really do. I think, you know what the problem was? Shan towards the end started to split the viewer base, and all of a sudden, like, she was such great TV. I mean, Shan was A+ casting, one of the best casting choices of the new era for sure. But towards the end, she stopped being as lovable to a lot of the fans, and Carolyn never did. And I think Carolyn, just like the way she is in real life, the way she was on the show, I also think it would be fun to kind of see her play without people from that Tika 3 Alliance and see how people would view her. Because Carolyn was somebody that everybody really liked, but she didn't get any votes. Could she figure out a way to get votes the next time she plays? I think Carolyn is the right choice. So
That's a really good point too about the votes. I feel like people on her season, she was just like the wacky lady, you know? And they like, we got to see more of Carolyn's strategy than I think the players on her season did, like with her making that like X with the birdcage, and like even made some like super strategic moves later in the game while still being fully herself. So I'm with you too. I think we can see like a growth from Carolyn, whereas Shan, yeah, she honestly took like a dip. She started kind of, everyone was kind of getting rubbed the wrong way, almost some like bully vibes. Not full bully, but she was the villain. Like she was a full villain on her season by the end of it, kind of telling everyone what to do. And so, yeah, I think we're all in agreement here.
Cool. All right. Look, so Carolyn, you're good, Russell? Carolyn's in?
Yeah, we did it. We did it. One down.
Carolyn's in. All right, I'm going to share the screen so you can all see that I'm not cheating.
Well, she's not in the season. She still's got to get the votes.
She's still got to get the votes, which she didn't get at Final Tribal Council. But here we go. You guys can see this. Here we go. I'm going to hit randomize.
Oh, I like the wheel from our rock draw much better.
I don't know. I got to go back to wheels.com. What do I got? Phil, Russell, Will. I love that. I love that. I love that layout. But it's going to be snaked, Will, so you get to put up back-to-back guys. And you're going to get the last. You might get the last pick.
It's not guys. This is the female of the
night. Oh, that's true. That's true. I got to get my Jeff Proptisms out of here for this podcast. So it was Phil, Russell, Wilkes. So that means I get to go first.
Ooh.
So I.
That was rigged.
I agree. What was? Me going first?
Yeah, random.org. Sure. Random. Sure.
Yeah. I did. I put it in as like I weighted myself higher so that I would get the top pick. Mm-hmm. So I was looking back at some of the all-star seasons they've done in the past to see if it would be realistic for some of my choices. And what I realized is every all-star season, every returning player season always has a pretty wild choice. There's always one, like when Kimmy Kappenberg was on the Survivor Second Chances ballot, people were like, what in the world is going on here? And then she ends up getting picked on the show because people almost were so shocked she was there that she became popular. It was almost like a crazy pick to do. But there's always somebody random. There's always somebody a little bit shocking. Haley Ford being on Survivor Game Changers. It's fun. Kelly Wentworth, that was a good one. So my one that I really think should get a second chance, because I think they had a lot of game, and I think that they would play so much better the next time they played, because I think they were just blinded by one person. That's all it takes. And well, you were talking about, you know, didn't get to see their full game, but have potential. And that's Ellie from season 43. I love Ellie from season 43. I think that Gabler was such a unique character that Ellie had no idea how to react to Gabler. And she was the only one who was trying to get him out of the game. And rightfully so. She didn't realize that he was as smart and everything as he was. But I think Ellie had a huge learning experience on that show. And I think that Ellie would play so much differently if she came back and played again. So to me, out of all the women from the new era, that's the one I want to see play again, because I think there is so much game left from her.
I'm pissed off because when I did my Survivor 43 boot list, I had Ellie as my winner pick. So I thought the whole time she was looking good. The pre-merge, the edit was looking so nice. And then the Ally Gabler came out of nowhere and took her out. I agree. I think Ellie's a fun character, a really good strategist that unfortunately it hurt to see her go so much because she was built up so much in the pre-merge just to be a random piece out. But it made sense for Gabler's game. I'm excited that you took Ellie because Ellie was my number three. So now I get to go down more and more of my other picks. I'm curious how this whole draft's going to work with, like, I'm going to say it right now. Shan should be on this cast, should be on this ballot. I'm not going to take Shan. I'm not going to pick her. I'm going to leave that up to one of you guys to pick her. I'm going to go down lower on my list. So I'm excited to see as we go on throughout this stream how things are going to work out that way. But I'm super pumped for Ellie. Will, what are your thoughts?
Ellie was very high on my list as well. I totally agree. Like I was saying, and Phil just mentioned it, it's like whose game just didn't really line up with what happened on their season? Who could show us something more, something different than we saw? And she was laser focused on Gabler. It was so funny just seeing her think she was running circles around Gabler with like going through his bag, checking if that idol was actually expired or not, goes up to Gabler, and then Gabler pretends like, oh yeah, it's fake, it's dead. And Gabler was just outplaying Ellie, and she had no idea this 50-year-old man was like just a dominant Survivor player who's going to go on and win the season. And she just ran into the buzzsaw that was the Ally Gabler. So I thought she was, she was a really good narrator, really good in confessional. So definitely someone that was on my list that I really wanted to see play again from that wacky, wacky yellow tribe of season 43. So that is a clean sweep here for Ellie. That's kind of surprising.
I'm surprised. I mean, the reason I threw her out first was because I was worried one of you was going to be a little iffy on it. And then we could really get into the theme of this, which when I was looking at those All-Stars casts, the men are always kind of who you think the men are going to be. You know, look at the Heroes tribe from Heroes versus Villains. I mean, you have JT, Rupert, James, Colby, JT. Like
Tom,
sorry, I said JT twice. But you have five people that are bona fide heroes. All of them went very deep in their seasons. Very deep. Huge fan favorites, all of that. And then you look at the Heroes tribe for the women. And all of a sudden, Candace is sitting there. And you're going, wait, what? When did that happen? They take risks with the women when they do these second chance All-Stars type seasons. Most of the time, they pay off. Every now and then, you're going to get a Monica Padilla, which really doesn't pay off. But most of the time, they pay off. And I think that Ellie is somebody who would absolutely pay off for that.
See, I think Monica Dia paid off just from that one scene.
One episode. Yeah.
She's like talking about how like the ocean's going to, or like the lagoon's going to run out of fish. And Kimmy's like, that's not how it works. Like you can't fish all the fish in Cambodia. Like there's going to be fish. And that was just such a highlight of that season for me. So kudos to Monica Padilla for that one.
There you go. All right, cool. So I get Ellie's on there. So it's Carolyn and Ellie. Those are our first two people that we're putting here as nominations. Russell, you're up.
Okay. Chat, I need you to help me out a little bit here. I need Phil and Will to take a deep breath. And as I go in and go through, you know what, Fronty, 2-3-1, I like that pick. I'll be using that one later. But for right now, I'm going a little bit of a different direction from an earlier season. So Phil, when we did that video on my channel, I know it was your birthday yesterday. I know you're getting older, but you messed up and you said for the original second chances, we grabbed someone as early as season two.
Yeah.
Or in fact, for that original second chances, we had people from season one. I know you're getting old. It was your birthday yesterday. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. But
thank you.
Yes, you did forget that. Mm-hmm. So I think we need the same theme here, right? And I think everyone in the chat's going to agree with me. We need someone from the original new era season who fits the theme of they need a second chance. And I don't know anyone who fits that more than Survivor 41 from the Luvu tribe, Heather. So let me tell you this. Heather, from now, I don't want to look too much in the behind the scenes, the tell-alls, the deep dives, but Heather, she was doing stuff throughout the game. We didn't see it on the screen at all. But you know what? That's what a second chance is all about. She's going to prove herself. And so you know what? It's a shocker. I want you to, you know, I'm a guest here on this podcast, my first time on the Survivor Specialist. So I want you guys to hear me out and be nice to me. And what are your thoughts on the person who I think most deserves a second chance out of anyone here?
I think I need more convincing. It can't just be they deserve a second chance, because everyone wants a second chance.
I just want to throw this out there real quick. And I know that this isn't the end all be all, but you have to remember they're making a television show. Erica, in the final episode of Survivor season 41, had 13 confessionals. Heather, who made it to the finale of season 41 and played every single day, except for like the last one or last two, ended with 13 confessionals. So she had as many confessionals in the entire season as Erica, who was one of the most under-edited players to win the game, had in the final episode of the season. Heather had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 episodes with nothing and 7 confessionals in the final two episodes. One of those episodes, which was 2 hours, 3 hours long, because obviously now they're doing the after show thing. My biggest concern with somebody like Heather, if they wanted to put her on TV again, she was non-existent in this first season. And she wasn't a non-existent pre-merger. You think about like Monica Padilla. She made it a little bit further, but she had some confessionals on a season where really nobody was talking. Kelly Wentworth was a pre-merger, so she wasn't able to get as many confessionals as this. I am worried that Heather, especially on this season where you have people like Sydney, Evie, Tiffany, Liana, Shan, there's a lot of great female players on that season. You can't pick Erica. You're not going to pick Sarah. And Jeannie maybe could be in there. I know some people like Jeannie a lot. But man, to say Heather, I don't know, man. I don't know. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. So I just personally think that we gotta go into this podcast with an open mind here. And people in the chat are saying, yeah, well, no one's really defending me. Nobody. But here's what I'm thinking here. I'm not gonna sway you guys. I think you're not seeing the big picture of what Heather can offer a season like this. So you know what? It's okay.
What could she offer though? Let me ask you that. What would Heather offer? Like, because I know there's a huge Heather stan crew out there. So speak to them.
Wait, there is? I had no idea.
Yeah, Russell, no, there really is. Like Russell's over here doing this. But
is it like I'm gonna be a fan because it's like the under-edited queen and it's like a funny thing to like root for someone who is like non-existent on the TV show, or they're actually like redeeming
so
qualities.
I'm memeing right now. I'm doing it as a joke, but there really is people out there who are
you are doing this as a joke. You're not serious.
Yeah, I'm throwing that out there. My actual pick is gonna be Sydney from 41. I think Sydney, the hourglass was screwed over. I think she has a great job in confessionals. I think she is someone who does Survivor messed up. Jeff Probst overdid it with the twist, and I think the hourglass was a mistake, all that stuff. I think Sydney is someone who fits it perfectly, as deserves a second chance.
Before we move on and respond to that, I just have to throw this last thing out there for anybody who actually is a Heather stan. JD had 11 confessionals in episode number one. Just the first, she ended with 13. JD had 11. Will, how do you feel about Sydney, the first person screwed by the hourglass twist, who never actually lost the challenge?
I think this is like the perfect example for like second chance as a theme. Like thematically, it fits so well, where it's the first time ever we're seeing the results of an immunity challenge get reversed, and who went home due to that was Sydney. She also played her shot in the dark, which she didn't need to do. And if she throws a vote on Evie's the one who goes home. So I feel like she made a huge mistake playing her shot in the dark. So you want to either, you know, find someone who got screwed or find someone who made a mistake who can like redeem themselves and correct it. And Sydney's an example of both. Also, character-wise, TV-wise, we never got to see her go to Tribal Council pre-merge, and we didn't see a lot of that blue tribe on season 41. But Sydney brings it like when she's in it. She is funny when she speaks, like really cocky and overconfident. Great sense of humor. So I'm on board for Sydney. I'm worrying that we're gonna just keep saying yes, we might need you to toss out more Heathers in a more serious fashion, Russell, because we are just saying yes to everybody now.
I think this is perfect, though. I think these first couple people are going to be obvious. And then as we start getting down a little bit, I think all of us are going to start to second guess each other a little bit more, because then you're going to be fighting for spots for your people. But I think Sydney's a must. Sydney never lost an immunity challenge on Survivor. Anything that was for immunity, she won. And she got voted out because of the stupidest twist in the history of the show. The twist that really isn't even Survivor. That's how bad it is. Sydney, somebody said, where was it? Somebody said, I don't think Sydney would actually play again. But I think she would. I think that Sydney is one of those types of people who sits there and, like, after the show and everything, we'll talk a big game. And she's just like snippy, which is good. That's the personality we want. That's exactly what she was on TV. And I think, though, if she was asked to do it again, I think she would absolutely do it again. And it has the ultimate built-in storyline.
Are we taking that into consideration with this? What? Like, if a player is, like, not likely to play, like, if they're like, I'm not playing again, or like, if they've said publicly they're not playing again.
I think a little bit.
I think we should, because I think it should also be like, do you think that person could be convinced? Emily Flippin said she wouldn't play again, but she's also just coming off the season, and Survivor is going to work hard to get her on season 50 if that happens. So,
and that happens all the time. People say they're not playing again. And then
Tom, like, Westman said it.
Yeah, it's not. So I don't know.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, with Sydney, I feel like it fits her personality of, oh, I'm over that. But then in the second they asked her, she would absolutely come running back out to do it. So yeah, JD Robinson just said, I had four more minutes of confessional time than Heather did. JD was in four episodes of Survivor, and in one of those episodes didn't have a confessional. That's insane.
JD, I'm picking you next time.
There you go. You better. Oh, well, we're in the new era of women right now, so JD, you'll have to come back for the next one here. But all right, Will, you finally get – so Sydney's in. So we got Carolyn, we got Ellie – we got Sydney. Heather's been shot down. Heather has a big X through her name. She's not allowed to be brought back up again. Will, you get back-to-back picks here.
All right. I'm going to go to season 45 and talk about someone who we didn't get to see enough of and their game got cut short, and someone who made a dire mistake. Well, it's even hard to call it a mistake because she didn't have all the information going into tribal, but Sabaya. And you had brought up before, like, oh, Will might hate Sabaya as like an example. And so I just wanted to come out here and counter that and say, no, Sabaya was awesome. Like, she was playing really hard, and then she goes home because she banks her vote to extend an idol, a vote she desperately needed but wasn't aware that she needed, in a really unique tribal council. And so those circumstances alone are great thematically for Second Chance. And she was a really big personality for going out pre-merge. So I want to see Sabaya back on my screen because she brought it in the short time that we had her.
Russell, personally, my only worry about that as we go through it now is we have Sydney, Ellie, Sabaya. Ellie and Sydney are already locked. We locked them in. I like Sabaya a lot, and I think she does deserve a second chance theming like this. But are we willing to pick three already that didn't make the merge?
I'm looking at my list here.
That's my only worry.
No, and I get it. I'm looking at my list here.
Ellie made the merge, though. I guess, I don't know. She made the whatever.
Well, Sydney made the whatever. You know.
Oh, yeah, they both made the whatever. So actually, Sabaya's the only one to go pre whatever.
Yeah, pre whatever Jeff wants to call it. So I will be honest. These were three of my top five, were Sydney, Ellie, and Sabaya. And other than those three, I don't have anybody in my top 10 that is 12th place or worse. So for me, this is kind of like the end of my who I think Sabaya, and I know that Maddie might come up here. I know Helen could come up here. I know Sarah could come up here. These are people that I'm willing to entertain a discussion about. But I think if they are going to go deep, if they're going to go way back, Sabaya is the person they're going to go to. If they're going to go with one of these first two or three boots of a season, Sabaya is the person they're going to pick. Because while Maddie got screwed on her season, Sabaya was the narrator until she went home. She was a massive character. She went home in a crazy circumstance. She was playing really hard. And she's one of the more unique casting decisions they've ever had on the show. I think Sabaya for sure would play again. I think they'd want her to play again. And yeah, I'm gonna say Sabaya for me. I'd put in anybody else that's pre-merge, though. So I'm just warning everybody. Anybody else pre-merge is going to have a hard time getting my approval. I'm going to be the Simon Cowell here, and I'm going to be a little negative on any other pre-merge people moving forward. But I think Sabaya should be through.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And honestly, like we might only have room for like one more pre-merge person. Not that we can't do it. It's going to be tough. But then, yeah, Sydney and Ellie are both like kind of that middling anyway. So I think you do want someone who never really even got to that part of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. All right. So we have four names now. So we'll round out the first half of these names.
Okay. I kind of want to go like a wild route, but then I also think we should discuss, like, it's kind of like the elephant in the room, right? I mean, I think we should talk about Emily, who just played, and we just mentioned she doesn't want to play again or said she won't play again, but how that can sometimes just be a load of crap. So I know we all want to see Emily again. Is it like, how do we feel? I'm tossing Emily out there as someone that we should absolutely discuss 30 minutes in this podcast.
I think when she gets, give it a few years, I think when she gets that call from Jeff, I don't know how she says no to it. I think give her some time off, let her live her real life, let her get married, let her live her life. And then afterwards, I think if she starts day one and knowing to start a Survivor season day one, like how she went out, I don't know, day 20, day 21, whatever, it'd be amazing. It would go through her head like that. Don't start the game crazy like I did day one calling Bruce out. I think she's smart enough to know to do the things properly from the start, and it would be a killer experience. The fans love her. The fans want her back. Everyone right. wants her back. And I think give it a few years and she will say yes.
I agree. I think she will say yes. I also believe that out of all of, as well, you were talking about earlier, it's very homogenous. There's a lot of just the same 20s, like mid 20s to early 30s women who play this game right now that all have very similar personalities. Emily stands out because Emily was so much more negative than most of them are. And I mean that in a positive way. We watched her whole journey. Now, does she have a lot of game left? I don't know.
That's my biggest question.
Everything from Emily
is that we got so much good stuff from Emily. We saw her have like a personal growth arc and be like a super strategic player at the same time, like delivering on all fronts, like character wise and gameplay wise. When we get this kind of fully formed, leveled up version of Emily from the get go, what else then are we, what new are we getting from her? That could also be a concern. Obviously, she's a great character, so I'm like wouldn't be too worried. But yeah, I don't know.
Sierra Easton played again, and she was. I feel like Sierra and Emily are similar in the stance of they had played a really big game, they had made a lot of moves, but there was no way Survivor wasn't putting them back on after that first time, even if they didn't have the storyline of a Kelly or a Kimmy or Shireen kind of to an extent. But like, I'm just trying to look at the other women on that season. Like Tasha made it very deep in her game. And she was back. Cass finished third. She's back. Like
Right. And I'm not saying if you finish, it's not about how far you finish,
yeah.
Where you place. It's more what did we, you know, what growth did you already go through? And yeah, I don't know. Do we want it? I feel like if we do put Emily on this ballot here, she's 100% going to get voted in.
Phil, could you do, I don't know if we can do this, could you do a poll in the YouTube chat? And we could let the chat decide if we want Emily in or not, because she has said she won't play Survivor again. And we all agree she should be in.
She should be in, but we also don't want to take a spot for someone that would actually, you know, I don't know. It's tough.
I don't know how to do a poll. Should I just say, should Emily, and then just let them say yes or no?
Beyond the
season or beyond the ballot.
It could be a reverse, like Sarah Lucina arc. Sarah started out as a hero into the villain. We could see Emily, you know, starting out as the villain at the start of 45, maybe turning into a hero next time she plays. But
yeah, that could definitely happen.
Chat, tell us.
Chat, let us know. And we'll keep that one there.
Yeah. So wait, does that count as Will's now? Because I feel like that's kind of.
It's fine. I tossed it out. I think we had to talk about Emily. We can. And honestly, we're all having a say on these people anyway. So it's not like we're drafting a team. So I'm okay to let whoever's turns next. Yeah.
So far, things aren't looking good for Emily. So, oh, there we go. Okay, we're starting to get some. Okay, I love the maybe. Maybe does not count. We need a yes. Or we need a no.
No, because we're the ones here saying maybe. Like, I don't know.
All right, we're make it easy. Oh, yeah, there we go. One word answers. Make it easy for us.
And I'll tell you what, man, it's pretty even. So, Russell, why don't you throw yours out there? And then by the time you
table Emily, let's just table Emily, and then I think that's fine.
Yeah. So we'll go to Russell, and then by the time Russell's done, we'll have the way of we'll know whether or not Emily should be on this ballot or not. Because we're in agreement that if Emily wanted to play again, she should be on this ballot.
Yes.
Okay. So we're okay 100%. With putting Emily on. It's just going to come down to does the chat think that somebody
who's giving us maybes? Scooby Doo, get out of here.
Scooby Doo is also Team Heather, so you got to be nice to him.
Okay. You know, Scooby Doo, I take that back. Take a maybe whenever you want to. Phil, I'm a little bit worried here because my next one was going to be a pre-merger again, but I want to save that for a little bit later. I think I want to get one of my picks. I want still like I'm a guest here. I'm first time speaking to you, Will. I want to have a good first impression. I don't want you to think I'm a crazy Survivor fan. So I'm going to go on, which I think hopefully you guys agree with here. And I'm going to go from Survivor 44, Franny. Franny, I think 100% deserves a second shot. And I think it'd be really cool. I mean, we haven't talked about the possible men yet, but I think it'd be cool, a potential season for her without a showmance, without Matt, and see what happens on that side of things. She was a physical beast in the challenges and had her strategic mind for the game as well. I think she was likable enough. The community liked her, where I think it makes sense for something like this. And there's a few times throughout her game where she makes small messes up where I think it makes sense for the theme of second chance to for her to come back like this. So what do you guys think?
I'm a big fan of Franny, and I'm with you in that she's a great example of we can see a different game from her, especially when she, you know, she's not with Matt. She's not doesn't have the showmance lingering over her entire Survivor story and game. That being said, I am not going to outright say no or vote against it. I would say I would want to table Franny. One big reason, and this might spoil a future episode of the podcast, but I will be tossing someone up from the old school women who I think is the – yes, who fits the archetype, the same archetype, and I think – I'll just say Kellen is a better version of this character. And I don't think we would need both Franny and Kellen on the same season. And if I, you know, had to choose between them, I would absolutely go Kellen. So for that reason, I don't really want to see Franny sneak her way into this list. However, if we're at the end and we got one spot left and it's between a few people, I am a big fan of Franny. So I see the pick. I'm going to say let's hold
I love that you're looking to the future, looking far away. But the problem that I have with this is I live in the present. I live today, right now. Yeah. And there's a chance that I might not be feeling good in a few weeks when a Kellen name comes up. I might not be feeling that one.
I thought you're in the present. Why are you thinking about how you're going to feel in a few weeks if you're so presently minded?
Phil, what do you think on Franny?
Okay, so Here's really where I came to with my women for the new era. I have seven that I would love to see play again. Then it is a jumbled mess from number 8 to number 15, and Franny is in that mess. On this initial list I made, I don't have Franny in my top 10, but I'm also looking at who my 10th name is, and I'm saying, why did I put that person as my number 10? So maybe I had a little whiskey on my birthday or something when I was making this list, and maybe that had a little influence. I have no idea. But I think the top tier women, like the ones we've talked about already up to Franny, I would include Emily in this because I think if Emily wanted to play again, it's a lock. But I think up to Franny, these are all people that it's like, well, no shit. We have to have them play again. Like they're so good. I think they should go on the list, whatever. There's a lot of really good characters that are 50-50. And when I'm talking 50-50, and maybe these aren't people you all think are 50-50, but I'll throw some names out there. Evie, Tiffany, Lindsay, Cass, Franny, Tori, Carla, Kelly.
All right, let's just ruin the whole
episode. We're not ruining the whole thing. But what I'm saying is I don't know if right now, without knowing who else we're going to be putting there, I can sit here and say, yeah, you know what? I'm okay jumping Franny from my 11, 12, 13 and putting her into the top 10 and saying, yes, right now I'm willing to do that. So I think
how do we do this?
I think Franny has a really good chance to be on this ballot, but I do think that she is one that we should throw out a couple other names similar, or like not right now even, but like as we go through this mm-hmm. and see, does Franny make the most sense? Because at the end of the day, Russell, if Franny doesn't get on, you're going to get another choice here. Yeah. So like you're going to get another pick. I think we should table Franny. I will say this, Emily is overwhelmingly in. The chat was a yes machine. So we kind of have no choice at this point but to put Emily in. So hopefully Emily wants to play again.
So we have what, four? We have already four spots locked, right?
We have five locked. Carolyn, Ellie, Sydney, Sabaya, Emily. That's what I'm talking about. So I think we should hold on Franny for just a second.
I think it's probably going to be a no from me, dog.
You know what?
But
I want to see.
A bigger fan of Phil anyway.
I'll still hold. But I think it's the Kellen of it all that's really.
See, I'm not even looking at the Kellen of it all. I just want to see how you all react to other people that I throw out there,
right
over here. So this next part's so let's go on to me, Russell. We'll keep Franny in everybody's mind. We'll see if the chat has anything to say about that. We won't make it as simple as a yes or no in the chat, but we'll see what the chat says. This one's tough now because in this fake scenario here, and there's going to be multiple people from each season, we already have two people from season 45 with Sabaya and Emily. How much more would we see from season 45? I don't know. So I'm trying to think of it maybe in that way a little bit too, of like, will there be one season only has one person, another season has three? I don't know.
There's one more I could see.
I mean, we got like four people in Cagayan on Second Chances.
That's true. That's a good point. All right, screw it. I mean,
they had 30 seasons to pick.
The whole final five was 28 and 29. So there you go. That's a good point. Well, then I'll throw this one out there and I'll see what you all think. I'm going to say Kelly from this past season. I think that Kelly, man, nobody's been more pissed off about going home since Michaela Bradshaw. And that's a good thing. Like I miss that level of being pissed off when you get voted out of the game. I think Kelly had so much game left. I think she was a lot of people's favorites to win the entire thing. And I'm really just a big fan of the game she was playing. I think she was a little blinded by Bruce. The fact that, oh, Bruce is such an idiot. I can't believe Bruce. Similar to Ellie, right? Of underestimating the older guy because he annoys you more than you get along with him. I think that Kelly would play a really good game the second time. Kelly has the killer instinct. Kelly could be that Kelly Wentworth of goes all the way to Final Four, possibly even takes the whole thing home. So I'm going to say Kelly is who I am throwing out there as my second pick.
This is going to be a mouthful for Jeff and challenges. We got Kelly, Ellie, Emily.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good point. That's a good point. What do you think, though? Russell, why don't you go since I feel like we're breaking your heart on live TV, because I feel like the Russell thing.
You know what? It was my dream come true to be on the Survivor Specialist. And you know what? I feel like a first boot right now.
Yeah, it's just a nightmare. It's your Survivor now. You got the Deb Eaton going on right now.
Yeah. Honestly, when we were looking at the Survivor 45 cast and you were saying, like, how many can we throw on from these women? There was one more who I thought deserves a shot here. And I hate to be a yes man, but it was Kelly. So I am going to say yes to Kelly, and I think it makes perfect sense for the theme of Second Chances, the more game left, and it was just bad circumstance. Will, do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to see Kelly back? Yeah. It's
I'm throwing out like softballs, man. Russell's going deep, and I'm just like, here's an underhand toss.
But even our first ones, like to me, Sydney is such a slam dunk too. Even if she didn't make as far in the game, wasn't like this massive fan favorite like an Emily or a Kelly or a Carolyn. But I mean, yeah, Kelly's gotta at least be on the ballot. So I'm in.
And it seems like that is the reaction of the chat too. JD, you can't have Second Chance without a Kelly. And Sawyer Schleitler says 10,000% Kelly, no questions asked. So there we go. All right. So I get to go up here next. So you know what?
What we do?
We're snaking, bro.
Snake. Oh, that's right.
You did too. It's just Emily was whatever. So
by the end of this video, I'm going to have one pick total. Just saying.
Well, so here's the deal. Okay. So now this is where it gets a little weird. We have six people locked in. Shan has not come up yet. And I feel like Shan has to be on this ballot. But this is my last pick. So I'm like, do I really want to make Shan my last pick? It should be so obvious. And if Shan doesn't come in here, that's on you guys. And I'm going to be honest with all of you. Shan didn't make my top 10.
Hey, Phil, I'm saying at the start of this stream, I said I'm not picking Shan. So it's not, it's on you and Will. It's on, don't put this on me. I said at the very start, I'm not picking Shan, even though she deserves a spot. I'm leaving that responsibility on you guys. So you go ahead, make your pick.
Would she even play again, though? Like, isn't she someone who's received a lot of negative backlash in the community after? And maybe that's like, she's kind of like done her Survivor thing. Like, I don't know if she's even like, you know, I don't know. Should we toss that might be one to like toss the chat. Like, cause like, I don't even like, I think I've seen all I need to see of Shan. Like, what we saw was great. I don't know if second chance is even the right, cause it's, I feel like she played her full game. I feel like we saw her come, like she's, like I said, she played like a full post-merge on her starting tribe, it felt like. So like, I'm not sitting here thinking like, I want to see Shan play that badly again, but I mean, maybe the chat's going to be up in arms.
He
like,
just confirmed she would.
Yeah, he said 100% would play again. And he was on her tribe, so I think yes. He would know.
Yes.
So, all right, instead of throwing out Shan though, I'm going to throw out a name that I don't think you guys are going to approve of, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway, because it was one of my lower names, and maybe it'll get shot down and then we can keep having the conversation here. Maybe it'll get tabled or whatever. I'm actually going to throw out Carla from season 43. And I don't know how you all feel about Carla, but I feel like Carla was a huge fan favorite on her season until she decided she wasn't going to vote for Cass to win the game. And the reaction since then regarding Carla has been very, 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 very negative. And she has gone back at people a lot on social media, which I'm a big fan of. The easiest way to stop a troll is to just troll them into submission because they don't know how to react. So I'm always a big fan of that. But is Carla somebody either of you would want to see play again? Or do you think that her time is kind of passed?
So same idea. I'm not going to be a yes man anymore. Yes. Same idea with you, with Franny. I have Carla on my like middle ground list. I think she is a possibility, but she's not in my top 10. So I think it was a fun game to watch. And I love the back and forth on social media. I love to see stuff like that, but I think there's other choices available. So I think let's table her, and like at the very end when we have the one or two spots left, we can have that conversation, that big debate. But for now, it's going to be a no.
What about you, Will? Would you even consider her or no?
Absolutely would consider, like more than consider. I just think we're realizing how difficult this is. And we only have 5 seasons to choose from. When we do the old school, we have 39 seasons to go through. So to pick only, you know, 10 people for each category, it's very, very difficult. And there are some people I was thinking of, like pre-merge people. Now I'm like, wow, they got no shot. They got no shot of coming in.
I'm going to have so much fun for that video.
So I agree that we table Carla. I would definitely have Carla over Franny. Like if we're down, when we get down to it, I'm already letting you guys know. Now, Carla would easily take the cake from me over Franny.
Andrew McNamara, that looks like it should be McNamara. I don't know how to say that. He says Shan over Carla. In the Shan Carla world, it would feel like this would be one or the other. It doesn't feel like they'd put both of them in. They both were like huge fan favorites who became more villainous and all that. Who would you take in that battle?
The problem is this mental game we're having right now with each other. Like, we're kind of gamifying it a bit, which is fun. But for this realistic cast, at the very start of the stream, we said, who's going to be our lock? Carolyn or Shan? Yeah. And then no one's been biting the bullet on Shan. So, I mean.
Yeah, I get that. Will, what do you think?
I would, if it was up to me, I would rather see Carla play again than I would rather see Shan play again. That's just me. But we are doing this, like, this is second chance. The whole concept was let's put people on a ballot and let's let the fans vote their favorite people in. And I feel like it would be an injustice not to have Shan be on the ballot because I know she's a big fan favorite. If it was just us three, and we were just doing this for us, and this wasn't a podcast, and we were just, hey, let's grab a couple beers and draft a, you know, second chance season. That's probably fine to not have Shan on there, but because of her presence on the show and how big of a fan favorite she is, I feel like she's kind of got to be on there. But I would personally rather see Carla play again.
So let's table Carla, Franny, and Shan. So we have four spots left. So let's keep Carla Franny and Shannon. Let's get a couple more names out there just to really see. Maybe we can, you know, maybe there's a lock in here that none of us have realized yet that we're all waiting on. And then we can come back to it. So Russell, it moves over to you.
Okay. I'm sad you guys shot down my Heather pick right away. I had one more troll pick in me where I had a big story about how we never saw her potential. We should give her one more chance, second chance, give her a little bit of nicotine. Let's put Hannah on. I'm not even going to bother talking about that.
Hang on. I can do this real quick, guys. Bye, Russell. Anyway.
I think we need... this is going to be one of my last ones thrown out there. I'm going to say Noelle from 43. That's
Noelle was in my lumped in mess of a heap in the middle there. Noelle made my list. I ended up with, at the end of all of this, I had four people from each season. So I ended up with 20 names and she was one of the names. And then, you know, like I started like cutting down and getting a 10. Noelle was in there, but I just threw out Carla. And I feel like in my opinion, I'd so much rather see Carla play again than Noelle. But Will, do you have a take on Noelle? Anything?
I think Noelle is a remarkable story. I think it's awesome, but I think we've seen it. And I don't know if we're going to get something different or new from Noelle. I think she was actually a pretty strong player, great competitor, fun on the show, but there's too many other names and that's going to be a no for me, dog.
You know what, Phil? I'll just do this for you.
There you go. He's out. All right. We got Russell out. So thank you, Russell, for your time on the show. The next three episodes will just be Will and myself.
Are we really like bombarding Russell with no's? I don't feel like that's the case. I mean, the Heather thing was a big troll. So I feel like other than that, and then now
we have Franny in the mix.
Yeah, but Franny's in there with Carla, but Franny's sitting over there with Carla and Shan. Like it's not bad company.
A lot of people are saying they'd like to see Noelle again, but I don't know, man. Like for me, I agree with Will where I sit here and I say, is Noelle somebody who is going to bring something different the next time she plays?
It might not even be her fault. Like, I just feel like amazing story. You know, she lost her leg and she's a Paralympian and it's incredible. I feel like the show would just focus more on that than they would her actual gameplay or her as a character. And that's no fault of her own, but like, I just don't know what new we're going to see from her.
I just
not
remember
that she couldn't play well and win. I think she could, but there's only 10 spots here. Like really what it comes down to.
I just remember being a fan of watching Noelle throughout her time in the game. And then also rewatching a few episodes over the holidays, she got targeted so much every single time, where I think the second chance idea that we keep bringing up here, maybe like a Heroes versus Villains 2 works better as a hero, but the idea of she was targeted so much, she had an ally, lost the ally, she got an ally, lost the ally, then finally ran out of room to move, so she was out of the game. So I think the theming of second chance, as well as, I mean, you can see the chat, the fan reception as well. So that's why it's going out there. But
yeah, the chat likes Noelle enough that I would put Noelle into this tabling. What I think this is really going to come down to is, Will, I think you snake your two and say your two. I think Russell, you throw another one out there. I think I throw another one out there. And I think we pick from that pool and try to figure out who these last four spots are at this point. Because Noelle was not somebody that I would have said yes to. I don't know if these are just all burner accounts from Russell in our chat right now, but the chat is reacting very positively to Noelle.
Right. But the chat isn't deciding a list of 10. We could toss out 20 names and the chat could be like, yes, 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 yes. You know,
that's true.
Like
the chat said no to Heather.
That's a good point. But I'm saying there's probably 15, between 15 and 20 people that you could toss out and get a very positive reaction from. And unfortunately, we only have 10 spots on the ballot because we're trying to stick to picking 40. And then, you know, we're trying to follow what Survivor did in second chance format. So I think that's the counter argument that, I love Noelle, but like, I'm being realistic here.
So, Sawyer Scheitler says Will's 100% correct. And now all of a sudden, now I have to deal with Sawyer Scheitler every week I do this podcast of somebody loving Will. I can't, it's Gamer Girl 2.0 here. I can't handle it. All right, let's table air quotes Noel for now, and let's Will. Why don't you throw out two more names so that we can snake it back and let's see what we got.
Okay, I've said a lot recently on Patreon and on this podcast about the cast feeling homogenous and the same, but I'm gonna pick someone here who that is kind of in that like 20s, 30s super fan, maybe a little bit game body, but I thought just was a joy to watch. And this is Ebi. And she kind of gets screwed going into that merge where Liana just like flips on a dime. Xander, Tiff, and Ebi fall to the bottom of that tribe. And then she goes out actually when they split groups where it's like, oh, we split into five. And now it's really easy to take you out. So I think we can see more from her. I think she would be someone who could win. Just an overall like really positive presence on the screen, great narrator, great game player. So I really enjoyed Ebi. I know you hate season 41, Phil, but like I thought she was an absolute standout, and I'm surprised she hasn't been brought up yet. And yeah, this can add to the Ellie, Emily, Kelly, Ebi of it all.
let me raise my hand on this though. So I hate season 41, my least favorite season. I considered five of the eight eligible women from season 41 for this. That was actually the season I considered
you left Heather out?
Players from. What'd you say? You I did leave Heather out. Yes, I did. But that was the season I actually considered the most people from.
And it's a great cast. It's a great cast.
And the name I put at number 10, which I just want to throw out there because it's never going to get on, was Liana. And I really don't remember why I put Liana on there. I feel like I had a good argument for it. But I actually thought Liana was a lot of fun to watch. And I feel like her and Xander, it kind of overshadowed her entire story. But Evie's probably the best choice out of those, out of Ebi, Tiff, and Liana. I don't know how anybody feels like maybe Tiff. You can't put Tiff and Ebi both on.
Well, they can both be on the ballot, but I don't know if they both get voted.
I don't think we have room for both of them on the ballot. I don't.
Mm-hmm. I think Russell really wants to shoot down Ebi, or just because I've been shooting down his pick, but he's probably like, actually, that's a great choice. I mean, Evie's damn good. So
I mean, I got a list right here of my top 10, and then I have like other ones afterwards. And I will be honest, Ebi was not in my top 10.
She was not my
just
top
outside.
10 either.
So I think like let's table her. Let's table everyone. Let's
table her. She goes in the table.
She goes in the table. Wow.
In the table, not on it.
I'm just surprised. Well, yeah, it's a on the table is like a real table. I'm thinking like a table like an Excel spreadsheet, and then you fill in the table. You populate
this. This is my Excel spreadsheet, dude.
It's in the table.
I got my crappy piece of paper. People are gonna look at that and be like, whoa, what do you
I have? Doing? I'm just going straight noggin here.
All right, Will, who's your last one you want to throw up there?
Oh man.
It's your last one, so don't screw this up.
I'm shutting it down no matter what. So
you know what? Oh, I'm going to go. I could go between two people here. But I am going to go, just because I've said it a bunch, this is my favorite season of the new era. Let's bring back Cassidy. Let's bring her back. She's a finalist. Gets all, like, I think you need some people who made Final Tribal and lost to really, you know, get that second chance theme going. Do we have anyone yet that's made a Final Tribal Council? I know a lot. We have a lot of zero vote. Oh, Carolyn. Yes.
Yeah.
To have someone else, Cassie, who's played the full extent, never got voted out, and to then learn your mistakes with, you know, not hey, I got myself voted out, but hey, I didn't get jury votes. That's a different type of mistake. And so I think we could see Cassie come back and play a very different game. I loved her sass. I thought she played a very strong game. You could see why she didn't get the votes to win. She was never really in control of like everything going on post-merge, but fun character, fun game player. I think it fits the theme of the season. So going Cassidy.
Russell, I'll be honest. I would be okay with putting Cassidy on as well and not even just tabling her. I think putting her on makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, she doesn't make my top 10, but I feel like I didn't put her in my top 10 because I knew she was going to make it. My biggest concern with Cassidy is, does the fact that she's now become like a challenge star, does that change anything? The fact that she's gone over and she's played the challenge, I think twice now, right? Am I wrong in saying twice? Has she only played once? Whatever it was. I know she was making out with Michelle in one of the episodes. I mean, you know, there you go.
I had no idea she was even on.
Oh, well, it's a great clip.
Maybe I had seen that she was on the challenge. I do so many Survivor people are going to the challenge. Like, I can't wrap my head around.
Yeah,
like,
it's a lot.
Wasn't like Natalie, Jeremy.
I'm sure you can
like
Sawyer just said Cassidy ate on the challenge. I think she's grown into herself on reality TV, and I think she would be gold. So maybe she actually would be a better personality because
now she gets it. Now she gets it. Yeah. She was good on her first time out, and I think she just provides like this different sort of energy.
I you know what? Let's put Cass on then. I think Cass is on. Cass was on.
She is a fan favorite, right? Like, I'm not making that up.
Yeah,
like, she's the reason why people don't like Carla. She's the reason why people got pissed at Jesse. Like, people wanted Cass to win very badly at the end of season 43. It's the reason they don't like 43 is because Cass lost.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love 43. You guys got to give 43. Like, just watch it going in knowing that Gable is going to win. It is so, so delicious. Pre-merge is so good. It is such a phenomenal season of the show. Sorry, I just had to plug 43 there.
I love 43. You can never plug it too many times. So Cass is on. So we have three spots left. We have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have five names tabled, and we're going to get Russell to throw out one more name that Will's going to shoot down in a second, no matter what it is. It's going to be like Will's mom, and Russell and Will's just going to be like, nope, hate my mom. Don't want her on there. Hate her so much.
Well, but we're talking about second chance here. My mom, that would be her first chance.
Russell.
Will, who do you want? I'll give you another pick.
Oh, you want? I'll give you a pick so you can toss it out, and then I have to yes you. Is that it?
No,
Have I been knowing you that much? I'm sorry if I have.
You know what? Like, I'm never coming back.
Franny and Noelle, I don't think they're quite on the caliber of what I want to see. I'm sorry. No, you go. It's your pick.
Phil, refresh me a bit here. Do you have a list of seasons? How many people from 42 do we have?
Zero. That was between who I was between.
We have no one from 42 yet.
All right, then I'm throwing out one of my favorite people from Survivor 42. Let's go, Lindsay.
Okay.
Wow. I was surprised. I did not think you were gonna go a different route there for sure.
Shit.
That's gonna be a no.
I was gonna go with another person, but I didn't want to go.
It's gonna be a no for me, dog.
You literally have Will just saying no right off the bat. Who was your other person you were going to go with from 42?
Okay, I was going to go with Tori.
100% would have said yes.
I want Lindsay. I'm not taking the Tori pick.
Will, would you have done Tori?
I would have said Drea. I would like to see Drea.
Really? Back. See, I don't want Drea. I'm not in on Drea.
No.
No, I'm not in on Drea.
She won't play again.
Oh, she won't?
No. No. No, the post game of season 42 is why the Survivor podcast community is kind of the way it is right now.
I see. I've been just in the dark, like in my own little. I've just been like watching it on TV and not going on the internet and just like watching.
Give JD some love. JD wants Lindsay.
Hey, he's already convinced us of Shan, who's going to end up being on this. So I'm gonna go and I'm gonna put Lindsay. I'm gonna table Lindsay because Lindsay is somebody I can absolutely do.
I don't. I think Lindsay is a remarkable human, really smart, played a really great game. I don't think when we're talking about all these other characters in terms of entertainment value and like really bringing it, like, again, there's only 10 spots here. So like, if we're talking, I'd have way more people, I think, over Lindsay. I'd actually rather put Lindsay from 43 on than I would put Lindsay on 42 on, just to get like someone who's a little bit older, someone that fits the second chance theme. Like, I think Lindsay played her full game, and Lindsay in 43, like, she like gets paranoid once and then goes home. She probably had a lot of game left that we have yet to see. So maybe if you had tossed out a different Lindsay, I actually would have been more willing to
Lindsay
go with
Carmine's her. Actually an interesting choice, though.
I think she would be good. I honestly think she would be good.
Yeah, I feel like they would probably actually put her back on the show. I feel like she's such a big fan. She just messed up quickly, briefly, whatever. I think she had a lot of game left. I'm gonna keep Lindsay in mind, though, because I'm not gonna shoot that down the way Will did.
Thank you.
I actually think Lindsay is somebody who could be on there. So I just, before I actually say my last name here, I just want to mention some name. Wait,
why are you guys getting another name?
Because we have three spots left. So I figured let's go back through. Now we've all done. We've actually done it.
I'm so confused. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I thought we were like.
No, we've all done four names at this point.
Snake. Okay.
Yeah. So my last one here will be the fourth name that I've picked. We've all have picked four. We'll have some tabled. We'll have some that were whatever. But I just want to mention a couple people that these aren't who I'm throwing out, but I feel like their names need to be said in this because I feel like they'll be brought up and people will probably shoot them down. If there's one that you're like, no, Phil, that's got to be it. Because my pick right now is going to be Tory. That's who I'm going to say is my last one here. But I want to throw these other names out there just to see what people think. Tiff and Julie. We were talking about older women.
Tiff would be.
You would pick Tiff over Julie?
I'd pick Tiffany over Tory and Julie and Lindsay Carmine. Like I would, Tiffany would very quickly be like, I think to make the cast more fun. And I think she deserves a spot, but go ahead.
Muscle. What do you think? Cause I had Julie really
you
high.
You got on one more list. Pick. So let's hear your four.
So I think Julie really high on the list. Like was really high on my list, but I actually think that Tory would make better TV. But I think Julie as the older woman, again, I'm looking at my old school women. There's an older woman who is a 1000% lock for me from that I will like fight to the death over getting her on the show. So I don't know if I would need to see Julie necessarily, but I just want to throw these names. Maddie as a first boot loses on a 2-1 vote because of an idol play. Is that something you guys would consider even is Maddie?
I debated putting Maddie's name out there, but I was scared Will was going to kick me off the show.
I honestly feel like I'd rather take Sarah than Maddie from that season.
Really?
But I don't know.
Sarah was great TV.
I feel like I could take her. I mean, I just don't feel like either of those really stand up to the other names in the conversation. Okay.
What about Heidi, who broke Gabler's record for fire, but then got one vote at Final Tribal? Anything for Heidi?
We saw what we saw from Heidi.
Cool. Okay. And the last name I want to throw out there is Jenny. Jenny from season 42, who went home at that insane tribal council. Mm-hmm.
She did get screwed.
It's a good story. I think Tiffany or Tori makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think out of those names, I prefer Tiffany.
You prefer Tiffany.
So Tiffany would. I feel like Tiffany should already be on here. Honestly, that's how I feel.
Why did I put Tiffany on there? I don't know why you didn't put Tiffany on there.
I don't know because we've talked. There's so many good people. This is going to be damn near impossible when we do old school.
Okay,
oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Let's look at this, right?
We're going to need like 6 hours to like, all right, we're going to have our table of like 35 players.
We have to have rules with the table. You can only table so much. Okay.
Yeah, you know. I think this was working though because so here's what I have right now in front of me and tell me if I shouldn't have added any of these names. There's 8 names that we've already confirmed. Carolyn, Ellie, Sydney, Sabaya, Emily, Kelly, Cass, and Tiffany.
Wait, is Shan in there or is Shan still on the table?
Shan is still on the table. I don't know if he meant to disconnect or if that just happened. So we'll change it back to this. until he shows back up. I don't know what just happened.
That's fine. He was getting no's anyway.
He's just getting nothing but no's. Let me see if he meant to do that.
It's been great having Russell here.
No, Russell's bringing a different element and a different perspective, and I appreciate it.
So yeah, we have 8 locked in. So we only have 2 spots left. And like we're kind of saying Shan is
so that's where I agree with you. This becomes so hard, right? Because if you look at those names, there's not a name in there that I say, wow, that person doesn't deserve to be on that list. There's not a single person there that I feel like, wow, we're really taking a stretch. I feel like all of those are good.
We have the season space up pretty nicely. We have 2 from 41, 2 from 43, 1 from 44, 3 from 45, 0.
Everybody's saying no winners. It's second chances. There were no winners. Winners don't go on second chances.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that actually helps us. That's fine. Yeah, because D would take up a spot.
You good, so, Russell?
You know, I was just so mad about all the tabling. I had to leave.
You spelled muscle wrong in your bottom. Did you mean to leave out your E's?
Yeah.
Looks like your E key just doesn't work.
You can edit that. You need me to edit that?
No, I got it.
You got it? Okay. Cool. So we were just going over this real quick. So we were saying some people, I think, forget that second chance is the original vote. It's people who've only played one time and it can't be winners. It's got to be people who haven't played. So we have Carolyn, Ellie, Sydney, Sabaya, Emily, Kelly, Cass, and Tiff. Those are all people who are like, yeah, of course you have to put these names on. So now let's go over to what we have tabled. Carla, Franny, Shan, Noelle, Evie, Lindsay, and Tori. We have 7 names for two spots.
This is about right. This is, I feel like, you know, where we should have, where we ending up here makes sense.
And that's where it's tough because like people like Maddie, people like Lindsay Carmine, those are people who went early, probably have a lot of game left, but who do you put them in over?
I'm still looking at Lindsay Carmine as the Lindsay on the table.
That is not the Lindsay on the table.
It is Lindsay. For me, it is.
So when you agree to put Lindsay Dolshewich on this season, you're going to do it because you're accidentally thinking you're doing Lindsay Carmine.
No, I mean, it's not accidentally. I'm when I talk about Lindsay on the table, I'm talking about Lindsay Carmine. She would be a way better second chance ad than 42 Lindsay. I'm sorry. She would be.
Should we remove the drama and knock this down to one person remaining and put Shan on?
I think we have to put Shan on, guys.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so now I have to think about who does Russell like, because I need to make sure we give him a bone so he comes back and doesn't have a fit halfway through like he just did. So here's the names. Carla, Franny, Noel, Evie, Tori, and some combination of Lindsay. So there could be six or seven people who are on this list right now.
I think we should start. What we should do is just eliminate like...
I got two right now that I didn't throw out there. So I'll be nice to you guys. Not ones I threw out there that I think I'd be okay with between two. Evie or Tori?
That's who I want.
Do we want to knock? So should we, let's eliminate. So like no Noel and no Franny. Are we like, we're just.
You just took his out. He's throwing you a bone and you cut his head off.
But I'm also saying no to Carla.
Ooh, no to Carla. Ooh, so this is a good point though. People are saying here, JD and everybody, they're saying somebody from 42 needs to be put. We don't have anybody from 42.
But I wouldn't just put someone on here because of the season they were on. Like, I want to pick the best 10 people.
But do you think but I'm just saying, like, you think if they did a season 42, like, if they did
like
this
all-star, type of thing, it's like All-Stars. Who'd they put on from Thailand in All-Stars?
Shan. She does, dude. Come on.
But I feel like you have to put one on.
The people want Tori, and it's a 42 pick.
But then that's giving up. Like, Lindsay is also 42. But, I mean...
I'm out on Lindsay from 42, unless you guys feel really strongly. I think we should really narrow this down between like Carla, Tori, and Evie, I feel like.
Russell has murdered Carla. Carla
So Phil, you can, if you agree to murder Carla, then you're you two, then that's your vote. He's already said no. I'm saying I'd like to keep Carla in the conversation. So
I think the problem though is if we're getting the villainy person Shan over Carla, I think we already put Shan in.
That is true. That's a good point. I am loving this chat right now. I've never seen the chat so desperate for something in my life. How badly they want Tori right now is amping me up. Maybe we just cut Tori. Maybe we just ruin it.
I'm just shocked that Tori is this much of a favorite. I enjoy Tori, and I'm not saying no. But it's like, I would hate to just be like, oh, we have no one from that season, so we have to do it. Like,
I think the thing with Tori is, so think about how Tori went home, right? She went home in that really, really different tribal council. I don't really know what better way to put it, but it was the tribal council where Drea looked over and saw Roxroy had been voted out. And so Tori went home there. Tori had really struggled to get her footing in the game in the early portion, but she was playing kind of villainous. To me, Tori is maybe more likely to play again than Emily and almost fits the same role as Emily. And I think she's more likely to play. And I think that type of villainous role is what people want. So that's why I'd thrown Carla out there in the first place. I think Carla was a villain. I think Carla was a likable villain, but I think she was a villain. No, see, like when I look at this now, like we were saying with Franny might feel like a lock when you initially look at this, but then when you actually start to break it down, Franny she doesn't make the cut in my opinion. So I think Franny.
I'm a big Franny fan. Like I'm a fan and a fan of Noel's. Like I don't think you are.
I am.
I absolutely am. So if you guys both want Tori and the chat wants Tori, like who am I to sit here and be like,
who would you put over Tori? Who are you saying?
I would say Carla or Evie over Tori. But I honestly, I see the merits in Tori and how she's just kind of like the agent of chaos and maybe isn't as game body as Evie or Carla. And that's what we like too. So I'm okay if we want to just give to Tori. I just think it's like not having Carla on the new era women is kind of like a big, big shock to me. I don't know.
Will, is there anyone else from 42 that you'd be okay with? Just because I feel like this is not the cast. This is like the poll we're putting up. The community, the fans are going to vote. I think it's weird to not put anyone up from 42.
Drea was my only other. I don't think the 42 cast is as strong as some of the other casts. I already mentioned Rhea. You guys said you guys said no, and that she wouldn't play again, which I'm not tuned into. I thought she was like a played really hard, had all these advantages, and she was a big threat. I mean, she got blindsided with an idol, right? Knowledge's power didn't work. I don't know. I liked Rhea probably the most out of the 42 women to come back. But if Tori is the vote, I'm not gonna like poo-poo the chat and you guys. Let's just say it's Tori. I'm just between. I think Carla would be like for me a no-brainer. But this isn't just my opinion. This is both of your opinions, and we're getting, you know, input from the chat. So like, I'm not gonna like say no to Tori. So
here's a concept, right? Because you know, people are always locking things in and taking them out. Is there anybody that we feel we locked in too early that potentially we should take out for either Evie or Carla and throw Tori in and then potentially switch this up and take somebody out and throw somebody else in? I know we did the draft, but I feel like the draft.
The draft's for a fun way so we can take turns to talk. I'm not in this rigid. And that's why I think it's just a good conversation starter. I think if anything, if you want to get Tori in, like, do we need both Tori and Sydney? Do they bring the same energy?
I was going to say Emily.
Yeah, I feel like Sydney should, because I feel like Sydney is like the definition of what this is. I mean,
right. And I just think in terms of like what you're bringing as a character,
you just want to take out Russell's only pick that actually made it on. That's what you're trying.
I'm not even thinking that way. I'm just thinking.
No, Will came into this day and was like, okay. New guy, I don't like Russell at all.
Because you got to remember, Will's fighting for his spot. Will started the Survivor Specialist with me, but then he went away for a while, so he's got to prove his worth, and he's worried that you're going to come in as like the young buck here and take him down. So
I'm just like thinking of it from practically. If we were like, okay, if we're between Tori and Carla, and we can't like decide, and it's like really close, and like let's put both of them and remove somebody. Like the archetype closest to either of those is Sydney and Tori are so – they're way more of the same archetype than, like, Emily and Tori. Like,
absolutely. Here's my thinking. I actually think the
argument – I love Sydney. I was a yes to Sydney.
Right now should actually be between Tori and – I think it should be between Tori and Evie, personally. I think Carla should be
out. I said that, like, 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. I really like Carla, Will, and I actually was the one who threw Carla's name out. But
it's done.
Okay, so Carla's done. So I actually think the conversation here is Tori and Evie, and is there anybody that maybe Evie could get in over that we should be taking out?
There's too many good casting choices. Survivor's making it too tough on us.
I mean, Evie over Ellie, potentially?
No, Ellie was my lock, dude. I'm not giving up Ellie.
I can't give up Sydney.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Then I think we put Tori in. I've been saying this. Like, if everyone wants Tori in, like, that's fine.
All right, guys. Here it is. You ready? The official. And I'm going to put this, I'm going to actually duplicate this and replicate this and do whatever I have to do here so that I can get this out. The official nominees for Survivor Second Chances 2. The official nominees. We have Carolyn, Ellie, Sydney, Sabaya, Emily, Kelly, Cass, Tiff, Shan, and Tori. A lot of four-letter names. That's good. I like that. Anything? I mean, obviously, we just talked that out for a while, but I love that.
I will say I'm like really surprised that neither Evie or Carla is on this list. I do find that very surprising, but that's fun to be surprised. Like when Gabler won. I found it to be really fun.
You just want to rub people's nose in that as you don't pick certain people. So now the way that this is going to work, I have to figure out, do I just have to copy this really long link? They don't have a shorter link.
I think we need to maybe chat offline once we're done and figure out how this voting thing is going to, obviously there's going to be a link and you can vote in this to anyone listening live or watching this later, but like, can people, is it like a once a day thing? Is it, you just get one vote? Like, you know, we don't have to talk about it right now. I just think we should like try to figure that out.
Yeah, I agree. I think that though the way it's going to work and the way that the votes are going to work out is you are going to, we'll put the form in the description of this video. I'll tweet it out. Russell, I'm sure you can tweet it out too. So follow us on all our social media. We're at Survivor Specialist. There's no vowels in Specialist. And then Russell, you're at Russell Muscle TV, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, our specialists, we couldn't fit Survivor Specialists into our handles. So go over and follow us there, because we'll tweet out the link, we'll tweet all that, and this way you all can see it. Maybe I'll even put in an Instagram story like a young folk that I am now.
But yeah, you can do Instagram polls. You can do Twitter polls. We can do
The problem is you can't have them pick five people. So we need to do Google
Forms.
That's the reason.
I don't know social media.
Yeah. You need to do a Google form. So
does Google, do they allow you to like set how often people can respond? Is that a feature of Google surveys? I know there's a lot of other survey websites also. That we don't have to be married to Google Forms if it's not.
Well, we're married to Google Forms because that's the one that we have right now. We got to put this link out today so people can start.
Well, I know we have to put it out today, but can we not put it out in 15 minutes after we have a discussion about how
people chat? It'll be up at 1:30, chat. Be ready for it.
Yeah, it's gonna be old news by then. All right, so but that's how it's gonna work. You're all gonna vote. What are we doing next week? Because we're not gonna do new era men next week, right? What are we gonna do next week instead?
I think we go old school. Let's just do old school men. Let's just completely 180 it.
Completely 180 it?
Old school. That's going to be a 5-hour podcast. It's going to be amazing.
A long podcast. There's a lot of good ones for old school men. So, all right. So next week we're doing old school men. Let us know, like throw some names out in the comments of this video. Maybe you want to go over and on social media, throw out some names.
I want Clarence.
Clarence. I would love Clarence back.
I mean, hey, it's on my ballot.
There you go. There is nobody to choose outside the list. Zamina Ramos says, will there be another option to choose outside your list? No, this is it. This is the list. Like, you have to think, when Survivor put out their names of men and their names of women, that's all they had. It was just, these are the names. So pick the five of from what we chose, and then we'll put those all together. So that's it. Evie and Carla are the shocking ones, but they'll be on an all-star season in the future.
They're the Florida State of the second chance.
Just remember, Ozzy wasn't a hero on the Heroes versus Villains season, and he might have been the biggest hero of all time by that point. So
neither was Malcolm.
Yeah. Well,
he didn't play yet.
I know, but just saying.
Oh. Yeah.
He wasn't there.
Yeah. Shane wasn't a villain. I mean, I'm just throwing these things out there. It happens. You've got to make the tough choices. It's not easy. So
Cass wasn't a villain either. Yeah, she wasn't on the villain.
And in terms of, so Russell, you're going to be putting together the videos as we go.
Yes, sir.
So we will, when does voting for this close? I mean, we're not going to be actually revealing who the women are for a little bit.
Oh, I have it on my calendar up there. What are we doing here? So the video we have coming out for the woman, the Saturday, February, let me look it up here. I think Saturday, February 3rd is when the video is coming out, or February 4th, depending on
what day podcast. And that'll be old school or new school, right? Because we're not going to actually go women, then men. We're going to go old school, then new school, or something like that.
Yeah, so the first video is going to be coming out early, the first weekend of February, which means you guys have a whole bunch of time for voting for these new era women. The problem is, when we get to new era men, eventually, you'll have less time because the videos need to be come out. How the videos are going to work is, on the Saturday or Sunday, I'm going to be putting out the new era tribe, putting out that out on about an 8-minute video. Then the next day, we're going to react to it and break down the tribe dynamics. And then we'll do it the following week for the old school tribe. I'll put out a video. The following day, we'll all react to it. And then the following week before Survivor 46, we'll do a little Brant Steel. Never done one of those before. And we'll actually play the season out and see how it goes.
Yeah, and I will put voting rules on the community page, and I'll tweet it out. We're going to talk about that after this. Will realizes there's a problem, he's always like, "Oh shit, we do need to address this." So here we are. But thank you all so much for listening. I hope you all enjoyed this. Russell, where can everybody find you in case there are fans and just hearing about you for the first time?
You know what? I don't think there'll be any fans here. Will shot me down my ideas too much. I think the whole chat's like, "Oh, this Russell guy has no idea what he's talking about." If there's
do
a
you
chance.
Have any competitors you want to name drop instead, then you have any
names? You got Sydney on. I tossed out Evie. And Evie
if there's back. Anyone here who likes my ideas, unlike Will, then you can go check me out at Russell Muscle TV on YouTube. I have a goal of one day being the most subscribed to Russell in the Survivor community, so you can help that out.
Don't do it, everybody. I'm playing. Everyone go check out Russell Muscle TV. It's awesome.
Yes. And thank you all so much for listening. Let us know what you think. I know that a lot of people are going to be pissed about the snubs there of Evie and of Carla, but hey,
and
man,
Lindsay getting Carmine.
Getting it down to 10 is not easy. So that's it.
Heather.
Thank you all so much for listening.
Well, wait, week. Before we close up, remember early I was tossing Tori out as like a joke. I did not know people liked her so much. I had no idea. I thought there was no way she'd be on. I tossed her out as like kind of a throwaway very early in the podcast. Anyway, wrap it up, Phil.
Locked in, dude. She's locked in. All right. Thank you all so much for listening. We will see you next time. If you are more interested, if you're interested in more content from The Specialist, think about becoming a patron, patreon.com/The Specialist. Lot of good stuff going on over there right now. Every season matters. We're working our way through Borneo, and we're talking about big key topics from that season. We'll be getting into Australia at the end of this month. Those episodes are coming out twice per week for everybody who's of our top tier patronage. We also have Casting Perspective, which just dropped. We put out a YouTube preview of that, so you can check that out. Survivor Rock Draw, which we'll be releasing for the first time this week. Will and I are putting out a whole bunch of content over there, so check that out. Check out the Phil and Will Show. Dropped our first episode last week. That was nice. Love that. And thank you all so much for listening. Like, subscribe, do all that fun stuff, and we will see you next Sunday when we talk about the old school men.
Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.